Okay, I'm in the, and then, yeah. Now that song, the song is fire though. I can't hate on the song.
It got annoying.
It got annoying because it got overplayed. And when shit gets overplayed, that's how you know your song. But that's how you know your shit is good though. If your shit gets overplayed.
He kept saying the same thing over and over. It got annoying.
Oh, like a little tick. I got to go. Wait, come on.
But he only said that because that's like the bridge.
That was the hook.
You gotta remember this.
That was the hook. I mean, you gotta respect it, man.
You gotta remember this. We do. Little tech is still relevant. The whole pump is it.
Okay,
he's not really relevant, to be truthful.
No, he actually is.
Not. A little bit.
I hear more Lil Tech. When was the last time you heard a Lil Pump song?
Lil Pump song?
Besides Deadpool.
How long has it been since Lil Pump charted?
When did he release anything?
How long has it been since he's charted? Made Billboard?
I mean, last time he released a song. And when that's like 2 years ago. Okay. 2 or 3 years
when
ago.
When was the last time Lil Tech had made a song and ended up on Billboard?
A year ago, 2019, 2 years.
Answer me that. When was the last time Lil Tecca made it on Billboard?
Maybe 2 years ago.
No.
What?
Probably a few months ago.
Yes.
Billboard?
Yes.
There's a difference.
Bro. What is the song? What is it?
My boy J. Cole released it. Put an M right on your head. You Luigi brother now. Oh, my God.
Shahi, can I check in with you about hosting?
Sure, yeah.
Alright, so I know Bubba's really clear on the order. Are you super clear on the order as the host to talk about that one?
Okay, I'm gonna show you the order after this.
Basically, for the Rap Radar segment, the question you want to ask everybody, including yourself, is... What about the way this artist is moving through the industry or, like, carrying themselves in the industry that you respect, right? All
right.
Like, why did you pick this as an artist you, like, respect the way, not just their music, but the way they carry themselves in the industry?
What is it? Pretty much. I'm almost done. All I gotta do
is
pull up the rest of the news and then I'm done.
You gotta make sure. Oh, never mind.
I'm streaming already.
Never mind.
I'm good.
I'm gonna say.
And then.
What's it called? Tom can be no what's it called. Because for the past like 2 weeks when I was doing it, there were no better news.
6:30
yeah.
Sometimes it's unfortunate. Yeah, let's see what happens.
I think y'all have plenty of content if there's no news.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have tons of songs, if anything, so shit, it's better that we don't have a 6:30 news.
And then when you get to the movie segment, that's straightforward, right? You're just
talking about it.
Yeah, just go around each of you and like. Just have a conversation about the movies.
Why is this so true?
Shahi, do you have a script? Do you have what you need to do the hosting stuff?
Facts.
I mean, you like
the arrows.
What's that? Can't even see.
Can't see whoever the hell that is. Who is that?
That's the Young Thug, my dude.
Okay, and what about it? That man is a fashion icon. You can ask anybody in the industry.
He is a fashion icon. That's real.
I'm so sorry. I've seen better artists.
Bro. He's the only nigga I know that can rock a kimono and make it look good, bro. I'm sorry, bro. He's the only man who was actually had the balls to put a kimono and a hat on his album cover, bro. Who was like that? Who's done that?
Pretty amazing.
Who's done that, bro?
Sorry, I don't listen to the Young Thug.
Who that is? Did that for what? Relevancy, friend. Everybody's worn something for a piece of clout.
He didn't do it for clout.
What do you do it for?
To look ridiculous. To get what?
Clout. Entertainment. Clout. No. Therefore, my clout. Statement rests. My statement rests.
And before you try to pull a whole tech off.
Where's
why are you defending him? Like, you acting like he's the best artist.
He's one of the best artists in our generation right now.
But no.
I'm saying our age.
Wait, our age.
Yeah, he is.
I'm scrolling. I didn't see a little tech. I put nothing stupid on.
Yeah, I don't see any flops here. I'm kind of scratching my neck.
Can't come at little tech.
Can't come across little tech in a dress, friend. I mean, not that it matters if a man wears a dress.
But I'm just saying you can't come at Lil Tecca
I'm saying you can't come at Young Thug for wearing something when Lil Pump's also done it. It's literally it's a double standard, friend. It's hypocritical. Just know your info before you speak. It is. I mean, it is. Don't lie. It is. Phoebs, you can speak on this too. It is.
I only like one song by him.
We were talking about how young he brought up a picture of Young Thug like wearing like an outfit like that was like kind of feminine, and then and then I was like, well, Lil Pump's also done the same thing, and then Sha pulls up the picture, and I was like, well, that's kind of like it's the same shit. But Lil Pump did it for some clout. Young Thug could care less.
I mean, he really didn't really do it for.
What did he do it for?
What
entertainment.
Lil Pump is clout. Lil Pump is not relevant.
What's the difference between what's the difference?
All right, can y'all let's stop hating on each other's stuff and instead. I'm
grinding so hard.
Bro, I'm actually trying to listen to this interview that J. Cole did with Lil Pump because it's kind of interesting.
I can see if there's like a clip from it. I can see if I can find a clip from it. Let's see.
No, that shit's mad long. You might have to.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just wondering if there's like a little 30 seconds of it that are like.
I don't know if you actually be able to. You really fond of the baby?
Yeah, huh?
What was that, the baby?
I'm Emily's friend.
The baby.
Let's see.
What's the right you didn't say little?
Uzi?
No, Trippie Red.
Oh, no. See, the thing is, with Trippie Red, he's made a lot of wrong decisions. It's like he said some very, very fucked up things that we will not talk about.
Like what?
Lil Pump's also, Lil Uzi also has said some things that are very questionable.
Y'all know you're at night.
See, but we can, if we are speaking, or we are speaking of the man, he just purchased a planet. Lil Uzi Vert bought a planet.
I told you.
Huh?
You cannot buy a planet.
That's Uzi bought a fucking planet.
You cannot buy a planet.
He bought a fucking planet.
You cannot buy a planet.
Look it up. Uzi bought a fucking planet.
I told you that yesterday anyways. I was like, I don't believe that shit. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, but you would want to not believe it, but
that shit costs, I would say, he said a couple, like millions. That should take billions. I'm so sorry. You cannot purchase
it.
Bro, you can, yeah, bro.
There's no fucking way.
This nigga bought a planet, bro. I swear to you, you can't make this shit up. He bought a planet.
Nah, he can say he bought it, but I'm
bro, he bought a planet. He bought a fucking planet. Bro, who is doing it like him, bro? 24 million he puts on his dome. Then he goes and buys a planet?
You can't buy planets.
That's what I was saying. You can't buy a planet, my dude.
He bought a fucking planet.
You can't.
He
bought a planet. I'm saying.
That's bullshit, though. He paid for nothing. Because, like,
it's his planet, bro.
Think you going to be able to live on that planet?
Wait. How the fuck are you going to be able to buy a planet? Who the fuck is selling a planet?
But I'm saying.
Who do you buy it from?
And what the fuck
is selling a planet? That's what I'm saying. This nigga's a liar.
I'm saying.
Look at this. We're 10 minutes from the air, so let's try to, like, bring down the
barrier.
Who the fuck wouldn't flex the fact that they have a planet?
Nobody, because you can't buy a planet.
That's stupid.
You can buy a planet. Bro, apparently you can buy a fucking planet.
No, you can't. That's fake. It's fake. You cannot buy a planet.
I could see if it was like a constellation. I could see that. And then I was like, yo, I got a constellation. It's called
I'm so sorry. Whoever scammed him got money. No. I'm sorry. Whoever scammed him got money. Damn, whoever scammed the fuck?
Sorry, bro. Niggas. Planet, bro.
He scammed it. He got
it. Look, I can even pull something up on it, but he bought
they got bread off of Uzi.
Yeah, he definitely got bread off of Uzi. No, you cannot buy the.
They try to be like, Uzi, I am proud of you for giving me your money.
25 million? Thank you. I'm set for life now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he bought it from Elon Musk.
That is some
that's,
shit.
No, that's.
I know I said we need to stop swearing, but I get really fucking angry when super rich white dudes are like, now I own space. I'm like, y'all didn't colonize enough. You don't own enough. Like, does anything
I'm so sorry.
He bought a planet from Elon.
No, he didn't.
Fuck,
I don't know. No, How do you buy a planet?
Yo,
you don't buy a planet with millions. I'm so sorry. You don't even do that.
How do you buy a planet?
The only reason he could buy it is because somebody, this dude Elon Musk, thinks he owned it in the first place to sell it. Like,
no, I'm so sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying this on air.
Uzi now has Wasp 127B.
No. I'm saying it.
When the fuck did Uzi get in contact with Elon fucking Musk? I guess he's like that.
No. Wait. Calm down. Calm down the hype. Let's be real. He did not. Let's be real. Let's be real. You cannot own a planet.
Being real to an extent, it's like, it's weird. Who the fuck can buy a planet?
Not even the USA can even claim the moon, my dude. So why the heck can he be able to claim? It's fake. I'm being real.
It's fake. You're getting taken.
You're getting taken advantage.
How do you buy a planet?
It's impossible.
Like, you can't deal planets. You can't just claim
USA has been saying that shit for almost space?
It's like, how?
You acting like we're like, oh, yeah, we own the Earth.
I'm so sorry.
We don't own the Earth. We don't own the planets. They're living creatures.
That's like me motherfucking saying, like, I fucking own the stars.
No, I'm so sorry. He does not own that planet. And I'm saying this like this. I'm saying it. The USA was the first nation, whatever.
That's a pretty.
That was on the moon. They can't even say they own it. So why would the heck the USA would say, like, come on?
There's no. You think if there was a planet like that, don't you think we would have learned that shit in school?
No, I'm so sorry. He cannot say he owns that planet. Because look at the USA. They can't even say they own the moon. They can't.
I know, like, Shahid's point. Like, is there anything that just isn't owned by anybody? It's just there.
At least this is how I think about it. Elon Musk is basically one of the richest motherfuckers in the world, uh-huh. right? If the nigga say he own a planet... Technically, he owns a planet.
It's bullshit.
USA has been trying to say that. I know this. Don't get me wrong. I definitely know this.
All right, hang on. Let him get his thought out.
If Elon Musk is the richest motherfucker in the world, right?
He can claim a planet.
He can claim anything he wants because the motherfucker got money.
No, that's the problem with the world is that rich people think that they can own anything they decide they own, and it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Even if we all know the world. Even if we all know that shit's impossible. From the way the world is set up, if people are like Elon Musk owns a planet, they're gonna let that shit slide and be like Elon Musk owns a planet.
I'm just saying, you're right, they won't lie. They'll be like, okay, Elon, it's your fucking planet now. Do whatever you want.
The richest motherfucker on the world, like.
Do whatever you want with your planet.
I'm saying.
But, like, you can't just do whatever you want with. Like, if he fucks up one of the planets, we're all going to suffer.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely know that. That shit's bullshit. But, I mean, like,
He's the richest motherfucker in the world.
This is serious shit. Because you're the other rich motherfucker who's doing this. His name is Jeff Bezos. He owns Amazon. And you know what he just said? It was in the news. He wants to start taking all of our toxic trash and moving it to space.
That's horrible. That is what people who think they own space are gonna do.
Or they're gonna drill for. They said they want to drill to get different minerals to make different technologies. They literally want to do to the moon what they did to Africa, what they do all over the world.
How the fuck would you break a planet?
How the fuck can you have a strong enough drill to bury through the ground?
Yeah, how do you get...
Oh, they do. Like, this is like, the thing
can...
that we...
Okay, a moon rock, I can understand. That's already loose. That's on the moon. You can bring that back. But, bro, what the fuck are you doing bringing a drill? That's impossible
technology.
You are fucking up our life
All right.
They've already done it to the Earth. Why do you think they care about space?
Look, I'm not going to hold you. We could talk about this on the show. For real.
We actually could.
This is good. This is way better.
Nah, this topic is...
All right, yeah, do it if you want. I don't care.
This is a good topic.
It's a good topic. And actually, it fits with your topic because it's like artists that are like Lil Uzi Vert. Like, this dude's trying to buy planets from Elon Musk. Like, what is that?
I'm saying he can't own a planet, my dude.
But I do bet it'll be the next big thing that everybody's going to try and do because Elon thinks he owns planets.
We own a planet now, guys.
Imagine a motherfucker be like, oh, be in their Instagram bio, oh. I own Pluto.
Whoever scanned Uzi though is good.
Elon Musk, nigga. That's what I'm talking.
No, here's the thing. I can say, here's some real shit. I can say I own New York State. I don't.
You don't. You don't have enough clout to own New York State.
Nobody does.
Not even about clout. You don't see how this shit is stupid.
But it's so weird, bro. It's like,
I mean, every bit of land in New York State is technically owned by somebody. However, before colonization happened, Native Americans never thought that they owned the country.
It was just a place they lived.
They thought we are animals that are born here and that eat here and that shit here and then die here, like all the rest of the fucking animals. None of us own it. We all need the water. We all need the trees. We all need the dirt. We all need to move. like, the idea of owning land at all is kind of new and really kind of stupid.
Owning,
like,
land? Motherfuckers are talking about owning space.
It's like planets.
Exactly. Like, but it's the next part, right? But don't you see how it's the same
thing? No, I'm saying that Uzi does not own a planet. Just like, USA just landed on the, like, Earth, like, 100 years ago.
My question is, how the fuck did Uzi get in contact with Elon fucking Musk?
How does his team reach Elon Musk?
I'm looking at it. Elon
Musk also wants clout, so maybe he thought he could break into some other universe. Like, he could become popular with, like, people like who listen a little Uzi.
I'll tell you, though.
Right?
Wait,
can we just talk about this real quick? Fuck the planet shit right now. I want to fucking know how the fuck does this nigga
probably Twitter Elon
no Uzi Vert get on fucking
planet
quote unquote planet and says he own the shit.
No, because I've
never seen that.
It says he's working on purchasing the planet. Anyways, and second he can't.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough money for that.
But Nate, my only point was that 1,000 years ago, the idea of owning land was just as crazy as owning a planet, right? Like, this is the next. Then we got used to that, and now people are just like, of course, land is owned.
No, wait. I just want
to
say, all right,
y'all, we got 2 minutes.
I don't want motherfuckers getting used to owning, saying they own planets.
Yep. Right, I don't want somebody to go and claim Jupiter next.
Say that on the radio.
So.
That would be great. That's not fine. All right, you got 2 minutes. We just got really riled up because I will get so pissed off about this. This is like one of my most passionate things to yell about.
Can we talk about this? We allowed to talk about this?
I don't know if I'm going to be on the show. I don't need to be. Y'all have enough voices in the room.
All right.
That's your choice. Always your choice.
You could be on the show if you want.
All right, I'll be on, but I'm not going to talk a lot unless you tell me to. I like when you guys talk.
All right.
Let's check our cursing, because we all just got really activated, so we need to not curse again for the next hour, all right? Deep breaths. All right, y'all, I'm going to mute, and then I'll be on the phone. You call me in if you want me. Have a fun show.
Thank you.
Baby, welcome to the party. Huh? I hit the boy up and then I go skating a Rari. Baby, welcome to the party. What the? Get me lit. Gun on my head. One in the head. Ten in the clip. Baby, don't trip. Just lower your tone. Cause you can get hit. Don't let the heavy in my system. I get your body. Next day I forget it. Try just go to body. And listen again, I was just with him. Look, bring on my villain, some my villain, some my killing with the kids. Since the youngin', I've been drilling. Mom saw I stuck up in my ways. Ain't nobody ever gave me sh- with this big tip, I had to get paid. And it's 10K to go and stay. And you know the trees getting laid. Baby, welcome to the party. I'm off the money to Zayn the lean. That's why I'm over retarded.
That's why I'm over retarded.
Baby, welcome to the party. Huh? I hit the boy up and then I go skating a Rari. Baby, welcome to the party. I'm a thot, get me lit. Gun on my head. One in the head. Ten in the clip. Baby, don't trip. Just lower your tone.
10 pack up in my jeans. I'm in my hand in these stores. Don't try and run up on my feet. I'm knocking out his knees while I'm selling down his feet. Double G for the T. No, at least I got keys. Don't get your car switched. See the cooler in the cooler. He's still a Uda. He don't settle for nothing. Bluffing. One step on that bluffing. 380 hold a ruler. I know some that'll shoot you for nothing. Run, Ricky, yeah, he run it. Run, Ricky, yeah, he run it. Baby, welcome to the party. I'm off the money, Zandaline. That's why I'm over retarded.
That's why I'm over retarded.
Baby, welcome to the party. I hit the boy up and then I go skating a Rari. Baby, welcome to the party. My dot, get me lit.
Gun on my
hip. One and a half.
Ten
in
the clip.
Baby.
Baby,
don't trip. Just lower your tone. Cause you can get hit.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on on 90.7 FM WGXC broadcasting in Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That song was To the Party. We're going to stay tuned. Oh, welcome to the party. My fault. Now, we're going to kick off the show with some local news and weather. You feel me?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council, July 20th, unanimously approved a local law to create a Department of Senior Services. Mayor Kamal Johnson will hold a public hearing on the measure at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, August 3rd. Commissioner of Aging Robin Walters said this week the council also approved an $8,000 transfer to pay for a part-time cleaning service at the senior center. And I quote, "Historically, the senior center has been part of the youth department in terms of how our invoices are entered, how people are paid, and all of the procedural matters are directed through the youth department," end quote. The new law would amend the city charter to establish an independent senior department, thereby allowing the hiring of staff and maintaining operations, Walters said. According to the resolution approved by the council, creating a Department for Senior Services in the city charter will embody the council's belief that senior services should be a priority of city government. Walter said the goal of becoming a department is to fulfill the senior center's mission and also to expand programming. Editor's note, Johnson is a WGXC on-air volunteer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup is reporting the Greene County Legislature, July 21st, voted unanimously to establish a countywide animal abuse registry. Local law number 2 of 2021 restricts anyone convicted of committing serious animal welfare crimes from owning or living with an animal for a period of 15 years and requires that they be listed on the county sheriff's website in order to hinder their ability to obtain an animal. Greene County residents convicted of an animal abuse crime after July 21st must register with the Greene County Sheriff's Office, and their names will appear on the registry. Anyone transferring ownership of an animal is required to review the registry to see if the person obtaining ownership is listed. Patrick S. Linger, chairman of the Greene County Legislature, said, and I quote, "Our ultimate goal is to have New York State recognize the importance of this registry and pass legislation to create a statewide registry," end quote. The registry was spearheaded by county resident Jamie Heyer Mitchell and Higher Ground Rescue. It falls under the jurisdiction of the Greene County Sheriff's Office and is available online at greengovernment.com. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Seamus Lyman is reporting for State of Politics. The State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance has announced it is starting to make payments to applicants in the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. The state began accepting applications on June 1st for the $2.7 billion that is available. OTDA began processing test payments this week. Roughly $117,000 has been paid out, and additional payments will go out on July 23rd. Democratic Assemblymember Jeffrey Dinowitz issued a statement July 22nd criticizing the delay in payments. Dinowitz said, and I quote, "New Yorkers may soon be faced with an avalanche of eviction filings such as we have never seen before. OTDA needs to get their contractors together and figure out how to fix this huge mess before people start needlessly losing their homes," end quote. Dinowitz was behind the bill extending the eviction moratorium through August 31st. OTDA said roughly 160,000 applications have been submitted for the program as of July 16th, and more than 100,000 were submitted during the priority period. The office adds that processing times vary based on how complete the applications are and if the correct documents are submitted. State Assembly Speaker Carl Heste has scheduled a hearing to examine the rental assistance program. The August 10th hearing will look at the application process, program implementation, and how quickly assistance is being distributed. Landlords statewide have complained about delays in payments. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Columbia Green Community College has created a game of chance to lure students to get COVID-19 vaccines. An August 4th vaccine clinic at the college will offer a $10 gift card to Stewart's shops and a chance to win free tuition to all students who get a dose. One student will win free tuition for 12 credits for full-time students and 9 credits for part-time students. The COVID-19 vaccine doses will be given out from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. August 4th in the Professional Academic Center on the college's Greenport campus. Any student already vaccinated is also eligible to win by showing proof to the college's Director of Health Services. CGCC President Carly R. Drummer said, and I quote, "The college is proud to partner with Columbia and Greene counties by offering the COVID-19 vaccine to any registered student who seeks one and looks forward to reopening its doors to students and the community at large in the fall. All State University of New York schools, including community colleges, require all in-person students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus this fall." And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 23rd. Starting out in the low 60s this morning, we'll have a comfortable day with dew points in the upper 50s. Temperatures reach 79 by 4 p.m. A chance of rain sweeps through the area around 2 p.m. Watch for the skies to darken as a warning. After dark, it will be dry with a low of 56. Dew points and temperatures collide before dawn, so it will feel pretty damp. With the lack of wind, that will set up chances for some thick fog tomorrow morning. Then a dry day with a high of 81. Rain arrives after dark and gets stronger overnight as temperatures fall to 65 degrees. Rain will be strongest around dawn on Sunday. It will then linger all day. A high of 81 is expected. Pond levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:43 a.m., low tide at 9:36 a.m., high tide again at 3:17 p.m., and low tide again at 9:42 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:11 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:36 a.m. Looking way up, we see a preview for the Perseids. A minor meteor shower is expected today, known as the Alpha Capricornids, originating from comet 169P NEAT. Solar wind speed is currently 391 kilometers per second at 3.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 77. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Yo, you was just listening to an original clubhouse theme song, meaning our tracks music program by
DJ WYC.
Yeah.
So it's me, DJ Popcorn,
DJ Sean Money, and
Triple N.
Okay, okay, okay. That's valid.
So today's topic that we're about to get into. So we've got two topics for you guys today. But the first topic that we're going to start with.
Technically, if you think about it, we're looking at a got three. But that last one's a surprise.
So do you want to get into the first thing?
All right. So you want to help me.
So the first thing that I think we can just get out because we were just talking about it. So this is a very controversial topic that's going on right now. Is that Lil Uzi Vert is allegedly working on purchasing a planet. So what I think is that until I see proof of, like, from the U.S. government that the U.S. government tweet that he owns this planet and then he goes to the planet.
Until I see Lil Uzi Vert. Now remember this now. We are air. So until I see Lil Uzi Vert.
On this planet.
Get a rocket.
Some
get a,
proof.
One, get a rocket. Show me a certificate saying that he owns this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny to me that I can't believe it. Saying that he owns the planet and him on a rocket going to the planet and I don't see a music video on that planet. That's not his planet.
Me and my brother Shaw, we don't really agree with a lot of stuff, but to me, this is not like fake.
It's fake.
100% just fake.
But the thing is, it's so weird and it's so controversial.
No, Phil, Travis Scott.
Because it's like Astroworld. That would be a perfect. That would be a perfect setup for him to buy a planet. Drake. He just do it for the cap.
Drake.
Soulja Boy has to be the first rapper to buy a planet.
That's
the way the world has to line up.
Over here talking about, I just got a planet for my girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just got all the rings in the world.
Mm-hmm. No, that's facts.
Nah, but Drake be like,
that's the perfect planet for Drake to buy. Saturn.
Nah, Drake would be like saying, I have more rings than LeBron James and Michael Jordan combines together.
Nah, you know what he'd do? He'd be like, I got more rings than Mike, is what he would say.
Man could be like, I definitely got more rings than Giannis.
Bro,
I definitely got more rings than Giannis.
Bro would be like, I'm in my hotel room enjoying my private life. Now I'm living life. Got more rings than Mike.
That was clean.
So it's so crazy because now that I think about it, it's like, how the hell does Lil Uzi get in touch with Elon Musk? Do you get in touch with Elon? Do you drive to his home? Do you go to a spaceship? Like,
look, if we talking about it respectfully,
it seems like Elon, right,
mm-hmm. is one of the most richest people in the world right now. I'm pretty sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's one of the richest people.
One of the richest people in the world, we all know the way the world works. You got money, you can buy anything. I get it. Look, I can see it this way, right? Lil Uzi, a diamond on his forehead.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Almost killed himself. Okay.
A car. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Sports car. All right.
Yeah.
A Rolly. All right.
Okay. Fastest car in the world. All right. Floating car. All right, that's kind of cappy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hoverboard, out of Back to the Future.
Got a little too much dip on your tip, but I was like, okay.
Too much dip on your chip.
It's still on Earth, though.
Okay. Constellation. Okay. You're bugging.
On a constellation.
Okay.
On a star. That's all right.
That's crazy. It's crazy cap.
Most people own stars. Multiple people could.
A lot of normal people own stars.
Owning a planet is just too much, man. That's how you know you're bugging.
And that's the thing. How does Elon claim a planet to sell? That's the thing.
How do you claim a planet to sell?
Look, I get you to have money, right? You're the richest person in the world, right?
Yeah.
That's like saying like one of us four, mm-hmm. including
DJ Phoebs.
Yeah. So that's like saying one of us is the richest person in the world, right?
Okay.
And we're like, you know what? We have all this money. Now we don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna buy a planet. How do you wake up and decide?
Today is the day. I'm gonna buy a planet.
I'm gonna claim a planet.
I don't care how much money you have. No, why do you have the right to claim that you DJ Popcorn's point? Like, how did Elon Musk get the owner in the first place?
My question is how do you know those people that can quote unquote tell you that you're on this planet?
No one should have that power.
No one should have that power.
My question is, how does the government let things like this slide? How do you let Elon just go and say, okay, I just bought this Wasp 127B and then sold it?
So Triple A, you got something to say?
USA landed in the moon, let's say about 80 something years ago, 100?
I don't know how many.
I don't know.
They can't even say they own that.
They can't even say they own the moon. We don't.
They can't say they own the moon.
Respectfully, we don't even own Earth. We just own the planet.
Yeah, right? They put the flag there, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, like we can't even, like USA can't even say that they own it.
USA can't even say we own Earth, but to say Uzi owns a to say Elon had a planet and quote unquote is selling, not even bought a planet, quote unquote. Selling a planet to Uzi.
How did you get the connections to
quote unquote own a planet?
You just declare yourself God.
That's how.
How do you even get the sources? How do you present this to the government, right? Say the government thinks that they own the planets, right? So if you go to the government, you're Elon Musk. You're like, all right, so here's my plan.
I'll offer you
$1 billion. For this planet.
Wait, actually, I just thought of something. If Elon's the richest person in the world, right? Don't that mean he basically owns the government too?
No.
Because he's a richer person in the world.
The government is like,
look, right, DJ Fever. If you're the richest person in the world, right? I'm not caring about no government.
Most of the government does go. Where most of the money does go.
If I'm Elon and I'm the richest person in the world.
Technically.
The richest person in the world, right?
They had to suck up to you.
From what social media says and everyone else in the world says, I'm the richest person in the world.
You can claim to buy almost
everything. Are you caring about the government?
I mean, as long as I got my bread, I don't care.
Are you caring about the government?
As long as I'm not breaking any laws, I don't
care. The government has no idea what's going on. Like, the government can't. There's no system to regulate billionaires buying planets. Look, like, these people are just making this stuff up. No one thought that was going to be a problem. You can't even say, you know what I mean?
Look, if you're telling me you're the richest person in the world, I mean, like, the richest person in the world, you're not being able to be touched. It don't matter if you break laws, it don't matter what you do. You have money.
Yeah.
Money runs the world. Money runs the capital.
Being real.
Money runs everything. So it don't matter. You could bail yourself out of anything you want.
See, that's what we run on, capitalism. That's what our world is made of.
But that's only true if, as a people, we just accept that idea that you can buy anything you want. But if money's only powerful if you can buy anything you want. But if the people are like, you can't own the ocean, you can't own running water, you can't own a planet, then money's not so powerful. But that's what we've let happen.
Okay, but look, humans have been around. We get charged on it, right?
I mean, like, right now, you have to own something to be on it. But, like, all right, humans have been on this planet for, like, 50,000 years.
Yeah.
Only for, like, the last 2,000 has owning land really been a thing. Like, sure, you defend your turf where you set up your house and stuff.
Yeah.
But no one was like, I own this continent. Like, that's nuts. And it's called colonization. This idea that you can just buy whatever you want. And now they're taking it to space, you know? And, like, there's consequences for what people do in space.
How DJ Phoebe said earlier, isn't like the second richest person like the dude who owned Amazon?
Yes, yeah. Jeff Bezos.
He's saying that he's going to throw our trash off of our Earth into space. They're going to ruin our Earth. They're going to not just ruin our world, they're going to ruin our space. The sun.
Wait, this is mine. The U.S. government will probably be sucking up to him, like, because he gets money. And U.S. government acts as billionaires and sometimes multimillionaires for money. Like, look at, like, why you think
that's that? That's why I'm saying you can't. If you're the richest person, you can't say nothing to me. If I'm the richest person, no government can step to me. No government can say nothing to me. Because if I'm paying for all your weapons, your food, your bakery, medical bills, and everything else in the third, you cannot say nothing to me. If I'm the richest person in the world, and I'm like, all right. Wait, hold on. We on Twitter right now, right? This said, Lil Uzi Vert landed on his very first planet in space. And it's the man, like, on, like, a train.
It was the meme of the guy trying to jump on the train, trying to land.
And he just fall, right? So,
how do you get to this planet that you own?
Okay. Now, like I was saying, all right? If I'm the most rich person, you can't say nothing to me. Because I'm the most rich person. I pay for everything. I get money. And you can't say I don't. Because you got bank statements. Everyone in the world is saying you're the richest person. Even if we don't say
this. The government can stand up to rich people, but it doesn't always go very well.
That's the thing. That's my question. If it's like that, the government don't got power.
So
you can barely step up to that person.
Yeah, so before we get into our Rap Radar segment, I just found this. It was like, so someone tweeted, hearing that Lil Uzi Vert is buying a planet that he won't ever be able to see, nor travel to, or touch, or get any evidence owns it. That bro doesn't even own the planet is the funniest thing I've read all year.
That's clout. That is clout.
This planet is apparently 520 light years away.
Light years.
There's no way. You can never buy a planet bigger than Jupiter. How?
There's no way. Even like as like a human race, you have that type of technology.
Bro,
and if that type of technology exists, that's dangerous.
Someone probably does. Lil DeVos said, who's his realtor?
Shoot.
No, for real. Yeah. How do you go about getting the documentation to buy
it? I just want to know, like, who did Elon talk to be like, yeah, I own this planet now. Like, how do you come in, like, to, like, quote-unquote possession of a planet?
Jason, look at the face. Who do you pay for this planet?
Yo, Thomas.
Who do you pay?
Side eye. How? Like how? But yeah, we talking about. That to say, people try and go to Spain like that's still
crazy. Bro,
man's really flipped the switch and was
he like, really said someone really said that his entire his population on his planet is gonna be aliens, like he's gonna have different aliens dancing to Eternal Attack.
All you hear is Uzi on your body.
Bro, going to a planet that plays straight Uzi would be crazy.
That's dangerous, man. That's kind of a headache.
Nah, bro, that would be crazy. If you had to constantly sign papers for your planet, like you had to constantly like make sure that you know what's on this planet, that you know you own this planet. You have to imagine you have to pay like a yearly fee to own a planet. Like you know how much money is coming out of your pocket a year for a planet.
My question is, how did you find this planet? How do you know about this planet?
Who did you buy this planet from?
How do you know about this planet?
Yeah, like, who did Christopher Columbus Society buy America from? And people have been... This is an old trick. It's just a new place. Like,
my question is, how do you know about this planet even exist? Where is the data backing this up?
I think it's probably from NASA.
You're telling me?
They do have documentation of planets far away.
Have you ever watched like, the Science Channel?
NASA's going that deep? NASA's going that deep?
Dude.
How deep
NASA be going to space?
So basically, Elon is building his own NASA. That's what he's doing. That's why he thinks he can sell
SpaceX.
Planets.
Come on. That's...
Yeah.
All right.
But like, you can build SpaceX, but you don't get to own the planets, I think.
Here's my thing. I think he's taking the baby Pluto gimmick a bit too far. Yeah. When he goes and buys like a planet, that's kind of crazy.
To me, you know,
look at the album cover.
I forgot about
that. The colors are very similar. So I'm like, everybody's like, yeah, that must be his planet. All right, I think that's the one he picked.
No,
Uzi was definitely.
Like, but imagine talking to like Elon or Elon's girlfriend and being like, and they gave you like different options to buy like a planet, what color you want, and like what and what your location. Like,
ain't no way, boy.
Bro, that would be the stupidest conversation ever.
My question is,
how much do you think you got scammed?
How long ago was this news?
Like, the news buying the planet was like only like 2 days ago.
Literally just came out like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, I already know. TikTok blowing up. You know, TikTok blowing up. TikTok about to make this
Soulja
a trend.
Soulja Boy after not being the first to buy this planet.
Soulja Boy ain't in it all.
Nah, bro. I think Soulja Boy
or Travis Scott should be the first two to have a planet.
Come on. If Soulja Boy ain't saying that he was the first person who did it.
No, he did say it. He did say he was the first on live. He was like, man, stop playing. Uzi, I was the first rapper to own a planet on live.
Come on. We all need to see that.
Look, my guy. Where your planet? Uzi showed it.
Bro, but imagine trying to get a telescope to look at your planet. Bro, that thing would have to be the strongest thing, and you'd probably go blind after finding it. After you find it, you're going blind.
There's telescopes that goes hundreds of thousands of miles.
All right,
light years. So, that junk is breaking our atmosphere.
Yeah,
if it's like that.
Do you think we have a telescope or even something that's powerful enough to where we can look at that planet from
on Earth? Not on Earth.
You'd probably have to go to like the Eiffel Tower and then like go to that or something. I don't know.
Basically, you can't really see it,
but NASA can get data from the light traveling from the planet like a million years later and be like, okay, we know there's a planet out there because light only comes, like, they don't actually see all these planets out there, but they can tell from other space data that something is out there and approximately what size it is and where it is.
You can't just get on your telescope,
like look through your eye, like up in your mansion, and like check out your planet. No, that's not how that works.
Bro, imagine Uzi said, "I'm going."
But
home.
it would be crazy, right? Think about this from a perspective, right? Think about how much you could do. Imagine being someone, right? You'd be like, you take someone, right? Say you take a girl over, right? And you pull out your telescope. She's like, "What are you doing?" You're like, look up there, and then you show her a planet. It is over. You are now like the craziest capper in the world. Like you, like you've
the
done
first,
it. Like
the
you've
first
got
thing
it.
I'm hearing is,
she'd be like, "You're silly." And he pulls out documents.
Besides the Uzi talk, right?
So we do.
We also do got another segment, and that other segment is talking about rappers you like. But before we do that,
we do got to get a bit into this song. We got a quick song break. This is Lil Tecca, Love Me. Let's run it.
This is a song by me.
Love you, Tecca.
Yeah, I know you see the drip and you like it. Wanna text me, but you're proud, tryna fight it. I know you young, chasing love, tryna find it. Then I saw you at a party, started with my I want you, so do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I could never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. Hope you know I want you, so do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I could never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. I ain't no regular. When we pull up to the party, man, the party get bigger. And she all the tech, cause she know I'm a winner. I pray to God every day, but I know I'm a sinner. More money, more problems, and the get thicker. Keep throwing like a free throw. Shorty, she a free, that's my line. Yeah, I'm on a shorty right now, know you might now, but I ain't tryna waste no time. She know I'm too wavy, yeah, I'm that. You cannot replace me. As soon as I met you, you said you wouldn't date me. I can't say I'm loyal for you, baby, maybe these. They hate me cause they mad they hate me. So much around me, I'm getting so lazy. I'll fuck with you, baby, as long as you make me. Sooner or later, I'll make you my baby. Sooner or later, I'll make you my baby. Yeah, I know you see the drip and you like it. Wanna text me, but you're proud, tryna fight it. I know you young, chasing love, tryna find it. Then I saw you at a party, started with my I want you, so do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I could never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. Hope you know I want you, so do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I can never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. 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 I don't think it's for me.
Fall of 1990.
Yo.
Yo. What's good, guys?
we were still talking about how it would be funny.
Yeah, it's still kind of crazy to us.
How it would be so funny knowing that
you
own a planet and you bring someone over and you just like...
You'd be like, watch this.
Telescope.
Just imagine the convo, just being like, watch this, guys. And you'd be like, okay, what are you about to pull up? Pulls out a document. Boop.
Yo, what's that?
They'd be
what's
like,
that?
What does the document say? I, legally,
own a planet. Like,
and you'd be like, what? You can't even do... But can I?
Yeah, but can
do
I?
You, but do you see...
I the, got the money. Elon Musk said I do. He sold it to me.
So you listen to Elon. I listen to Elon. I don't listen to Elon. Yeah, it's a really crazy world we live in where people can
DJ
buy planets.
DJ Thieves say he don't listen to Elon. But that's true. But I mean, like...
Cool. Yeah, obviously. But,
yeah. I don't recognize his authority. No.
Hey. So we're this topic is we're talking about rappers that we respect.
Oh wait.
And so in this one you played Lil Tecca.
Okay, by the way, I meant to say it's not funny. I messed up my words. I picked that song. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
My apologies.
So you picked Lil Tecca, okay. Right? So what is it about Lil Tecca okay. that you
I looked up the Lil Tecca, right? Because Lil Tecca, he relatable. He not that much older than us.
Mm-hmm.
He a young, inspired rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of his music isn't like, it's not crazy. Like it's like relatable stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't always have to talk about like gangbanging and violence and all that stuff. Yeah.
Like
it's
don't gotta be talking about drugs.
Like, yeah, it's a relief from my like from some of my other music.
I could say Tech is more wholesome than. Most of their creators.
Yeah. Especially for him, like, doing so much at such a young age is really...
All you hear is, I know you see the drip, but you like it.
It's pretty inspiring. So me, I've got my next. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you guys some Young Thug, obviously.
Oh, by the way, if you thought that little Uzi Vert discussion was lit, wait until the end of the show.
Wait
until the end of the show. We got a song that we would love
so,
to discuss.
This song right here is Wyclef Jean, rest in peace. We got Young Thug, and we gonna play this for you. This is my favorite Young Thug song, so we gonna bop this.
Super Mario.
This at is by the way I promise. Oh God.
Okay, my money way longer than a NASCAR race. I told her keep going on the gas brakes. Only here for one night, let me put it on your face. Let a only way I go to slay.
So that was White Stuff Gene by Young Thug. I'm DJ Popcorn here with
DJ Shamani. And
oh yeah, Triple N.
So obviously the reason that I picked Young Thug was simply for the fact that he's taken a lot of young rappers under his wing. For example, one of my favorites, Lil Uzi Vert, and others. He's like, and Gunna too. Gunna is one of his biggest influences. Person, like one of the biggest people he's influenced, and so it's like when I see that, it's like I would want to like show people the ropes and like kind of Young Thug is kind of an OG next to the kind of like the next person I'm about to play, someone who I look up to as well. Nate, you know that you said this too.
Oh, so you picked two songs,
yeah. So okay, this is for my boy Nate though, J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Jermaine Cole, you know,
yo, Mark, yo,
shout out
Jermaine.
Jermaine Cole.
His name Jermaine. No. It's Jermaine Cole.
Jermaine Cole.
J. Cole?
Jermaine Cole. Jermaine Cole.
J. Cole.
Jermaine Cole.
Okay, get it. He's
Jermaine.
Cold.
Jermaine. So, right now, I'm going to play for you guys.
If you got that, that was a laugh for you.
Yeah. So right now what I'm about to play is a song that I grew up with. This song, man, no role models, man. J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Let's get into it. No role models, and I'm here right now.
What is it next?
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfill, listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would've been on Dreamville, talk to her. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 No role models and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest. Not Trina, but I swear to God, it's to make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that weird love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood, bringing back five or six. Then we kick them to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. Before she leave, I'ma need my shirt back. You know how it goes. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for Nia Long. Now all I'm left with is reality shows, hand her a script to probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is up in Greystone. With the stale face cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the
She shallow.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
Yo. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil, for real. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey man.
Right now, we just listened to No Role Models by J. Cole. So, what's the reason that you think that J. Cole is a role model for you, Triple N?
He had, like, an interview with somebody. I forgot what their name is. He was, well, let's say he went to college. He went to college. He forgot what he went to college for, to be truthful. He went to New York for a reason. He wanted to do not just college, but also rap. But he forgot it. He was doing all these other stuff, like drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was drinking alcohol. And yep. His friends actually was like, yo, talk, had like an intervention. It's like, yo, you did not came here to do all this stuff. You're here to become a rapper, a dope artist. Mm-hmm. And he said, J. Cole was like, ooh, he instantly sober up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he did that, and I respect him.
Yeah, definitely. And
he makes dope albums.
So. He does. J. Cole definitely makes the cold-ass music.
J. Cole? Really different.
Yep. His music is really good. You guys should check out J. Cole if you've never heard a J. Cole song before or whatever.
If you ain't never heard J. Cole, Jermaine Cole, you living under a rock.
Yep. So, that does bring us in to our next, you know, conversation here. And I think this one is gonna bring a lot of us.
You didn't have it up?
No. So, before we get into it, I'm gonna tell you guys a quick message. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So, Sir Pump.
Oh,
let's get into this convo.
Is it in a playlist?
It is. It is for sure.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
So,
Chewan, are you ready?
I think we're gonna.
This is one of his songs. Well, technically, if we're talking three specials, you picked J. Cole, but he did mention J. Cole.
I did have to force my hand a bit.
But he actually mentioned his song.
He did. He did.
But I'm not gonna lie. So before the show started, Loki kind of.
Yeah. It was okay.
So before the show started, I'm not gonna lie. I was Loki kind of.
I was really not going to. I was really not
going to. I'm making fun of Chewan because one of his favorite artists should be garbage. Lil Pump. I personally don't like Lil Pump. I think he's a rapper. But
me myself, I just don't.
I don't like him. I don't like him.
His music is just not my style.
That's just me. And I already know what he going to say. He look at it right now. He go, hey,
Listen.
Lil Tecca's. Or Lil Baby. I'm jacking it.
To be truthful, more than half his songs, I don't know what Lil Baby's saying.
But he's saying things that you just probably can't pick up on.
All right. So
he ain't rapping fast.
Hey, he's just not for everybody.
Okay, okay. So you hear your song we have playing under right now. What's our next song?
So
pump a little or pump.
We got
garbage. Lil
Pump, Welcome to the Party, featuring Diplo, French Montana, and Xavier Ward.
Garbage. No.
So before we get into this, though, just a reminder, we will be closing out a bit after this. So we'll be getting into this song. Let's go. Welcome to the party, I guess. All right. So what up, guys? It's DJ Popcorn. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have our debate right now.
Okay.
So let's go.
What we gonna do? We gonna let Triple N talk about how great Lil Pump is.
So let's hear your case. Let's see your advocate for Mr. Pump.
Well, I didn't say he was great, but I'd say he was a dope artist, pretty good. Don't be lying, like don't be lying. You're saying he was just like 30 minutes ago. You're saying D Rose was good.
It's a good song. I don't hate him. So he does have some good songs.
I said D Rose was good.
I personally just don't think that all of his songs are the best selection or just aren't my taste. Yeah.
Some of his songs just aren't the best. Welcome to the party.
Lil Pump actually performed good. He did better than everybody on this song.
Okay.
But I'll actually...
But for you to hate on my artist?
I just said I didn't really like him. I said he had a one pretty good dope song. It was
Triple N. Look. You don't hate on Lil Tecca. I said the baby. I said Lil Baby.
You said nothing about the baby. You said
I did say the baby.
I kind of like him. He's a pretty cool artist. I just don't really like Lil Baby like that.
I did say the baby because you was like. So you're talking about all his songs on the show. Mm-hmm. Wow. So my question is, if we're gonna talk about garbage artists, no offense to the people that
like these artists,
like him. These are all our how do I put this? Our opinions. So. It's just funny because he's like, not even.
It's like
his songs just repetitive.
Everybody does like, repeat things. Even our favorite. And
look, I'm not gonna lie. He did it for clout. Now look. No, we was talking about Uzi earlier, but he DJ Popcorn. Mm-hmm. Like Uzi, right? Basically, one of his favorite artists.
I like him a lot.
And Triple N, you would say that Lil Pump is one of your favorite artists, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was saying that we basically can't compare Lil Pump. You can't lie because you did say that. You basically did say that. Okay, so he looked up a photo on Google, right?
Mm-hmm. and it was a Uzi vert.
He starts up a photo of Young Thug dressed very feminine. It was Young Thug.
And I told Triple N, and I was like, well, that's really his thing. That's really what he does.
He can pull that off.
He just dresses feminine.
So I was like, all right. So what I did, photo of Lil Pump. We all know
Lil Pump does the whole.
We all know Lil Pump did it for club. Not a relevant. He did it for club. And then.
Now I will say, this is just a statement overall. For me, Lil Pump is just not relevant right now.
He's doing everything to really push himself in. Lil Pump is not relevant whatsoever. Ever since what 2016.
Anything after the one song he dropped with Kanye, I haven't heard of him since.
I got a question for Triple M though. Right. What about him? Music aside, what about him as an artist do you respect?
He got rich at a young age, 16. Come on, like I'm 16, I'm not rich. So yeah, and okay. When he got rich, he took his mom.
Okay,
so.
That's respectful. I can respect him for that. See, but his music is garbage.
The music just.
For me, it just isn't like
his style. Sometimes just isn't for me.
I agree with that, Lil Baby. Not all songs are for me. I'm saying.
All right, that's agreeable. But
see, we can go with that. So I'll be very glad to. We can. But I can accept
all
that.
I'm saying is that that's like you can't really put Uzi. You can't put
Young Thug. You can't really.
No, my fault. You can't put Young Thug and Lil Pump on a pedestal together and be like, yeah, they're equal.
Yeah, because it's really not. They're really not.
That's like you saying. A pebble is like big as a boulder.
They're two different levels. So it's like, so chains, right? You can have VS Diamonds and you can have VVS Diamonds. Lil Pump is like
corner store diamonds.
No, he's like no. For me, he's VS Diamonds. It's just like he had his peak. Yeah. And every diamond is gonna shine in their moment. It's like during that entire era, like Gucci Gang and all that stuff came out. Like during that entire time period, and then maybe like up to 2018 is after anything after that, I stopped hearing him. That's just me.
I never cared about
the same thing with Young Thug a little bit. Only reason why actually he's
I hear him relevant now. Actually,
it's because of Juice WRLD. He did a song with Juice. Wait, don't even say anything.
But I mean, like, let him give it a finish.
Okay, I was about to say we don't have to bring dead people into this, but go ahead.
Give it a
finish. Juice. I respect the heck out of him.
Yeah.
Like, to be true, for 2019, 2020, and 2021, I listened to him probably like over 1,000 hours. All right. Truthful. But yeah, I remember learning Thug because of Juice. I'm being honest. All right.
Yeah, I can see that.
See, the thing is. But with features, everybody's gonna get clout off of a feature.
It's a feature.
You hear this song right Drake and Future, they're one of the biggest duos right now.
Especially if it's a bigger artist and you're a smaller artist.
You're automatically gonna get that clout, but he was already on. Young Thug was already on.
Yeah, he was moving on his.
He was already on. Like he had already.
Juice WRLD was already on.
Anything, Young Thug and Juice WRLD were more friends than they were trying to use each other for clout. Dead knew each other and like fucked with each other generally, like, and made music together. Sorry for my language, but they really messed with each other, and like Young Thug really took Juice under his wing, kinda.
No.
Here's
the thing.
So yeah.
Let's say. Lucid Dreams, most popular song of 2018, let's say. All
right.
2018. All
right.
He had no help with nobody.
Cole Bennett.
Come on. He had to pay him to put that on.
That's still help.
But, I mean, you do have to help yourself to push yourself to that point where you can really get on. You're not going to get on if you don't push yourself.
I'm like, yeah, I guess like from a standpoint. That's helping yourself because you helped yourself get there, and you helped. But still, that's still help.
And the last album he dropped, Juice WRLD, sold almost 500,000 units.
All right,
yeah, I respect that.
I respect Juice.
I respect Juice.
And there's no disrespect to Juice. I listen to Juice probably more than most of the artists I listen to.
Not even like just.
But it's for the simple fact that me and DJ Phoebs talked about this. No, every artist gains. Some type of popularity. Every single time an artist dies, their streams go up tons. You see Pop Smoke, his views, now he can average like 75 million views, say, on Spotify.
When he was alive,
say he only had like 40 million, 50 million. His streams went up. Juice WRLD streams, this is true. We both know.
Skyrocketed.
Even with X, this happened. Every single time, and even Peep, every time an artist dies, their views skyrocket.
That's because they're like, all right, this artist is dead, I'm going to hop on the bandwagon. And respectfully, every fan that was there listening to it first day came out. They're like, all right, I mess with him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to him.
He had already had streams before.
Yeah, he had mad streams. Lucid Dreams, Wasted.
Yep, he had streams before.
That's true.
He had streams before, yes.
I'm not going to hold you.
His views went up.
How long was you looking at Juice? Like what?
2018.
Oh shit, we just went off air. We had no intro. We had no outro whatsoever. Oh
y'all,
my god.
Yeah, carried away.
I thought we was on air the whole time.
No!
Damn it.
I'm sad.
This always happens.